You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time with producer Mickey Liddell. Liddell has produced such films as the Oscar-nominated Jackie, the survival drama The Gray, and Matthew McConaughey's dark comedy Killer Joe. But now he has returned with a much lighter film, Forever My Girl, the story of a country music star who returns home only to discover that he has a daughter that he was unaware of. We are so excited to talk to Mickey about the power of music, the nature of forgiveness, and incorporating faith into filmmaking. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish.
Hi, Steve. It's Mickey Liddell. How are you?
I'm good, Mickey. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Great. Well, I'm glad it is there. It's snowing and dark up here, so...
I think a lot of places in the country it is. So, yeah, we're fortunate with our weather, that's for sure.
Thanks so much for talking with me about Forever My Girl. I was wondering, how did you come to be associated with the film?
You know, we made the film, and I think it was we found the book and turned it into a script, and we were excited about it, but I think it was one of those movies that we had made a bunch of really true life, dark, hard stories to tell, from Risen to Jackie to Zookeeper's Wife to Anthropoid to Megan Levy. And I think the entire company, including myself, we were really ready to do something light and fun with music. I mean, we just were like, oh, and then that just, you know, we'd been working on it for a while, and when we all came back from Europe and all the places we shot those, we're like, let's just make something in a small town that's fun, that has romance and comedy, and, you know, you just really, we felt like it. And so it kind of came out of that place where you just, we all needed it. And it kind of shows. It's a fun ride for everybody.
Yeah, it's certainly very different than all the films you mentioned.
Very different, yes.
Yeah. And actually, you guys have released some really fabulous films, and it's such a wide variety. What attracts you to a script? What gets your attention?
You know, I think... really, the themes of movies, I don't know, ultimately. I can look back on stuff I did 10 years ago or 15 years ago or whatever, and I can tell you, it's like, oh, I realized I wanted to tell that story at that time, and I can look at that and, you know, I can look back at, whatever, 2011 in The Gray and say, wow, it's a movie about survival and loss and all that, and I had, you know, had stuff like that in my life and everything, so I knew at that time that's the story I wanted to tell. I can have some perspective on that now. It's harder when you're right in the middle of it to look back and go, why are we choosing this? But I think we chose this film for the idea of forgiveness. I don't know if we knew at the time that how much forgiveness we were going to need at this time in history and what's happening in the world. But we must have, in some level, said, listen, it'd be really great next year at this time to release a movie that feels like everyone's coming together and there's a family and community and people supporting you and there's love and forgiveness. And I think it's... it was something we probably needed just as much as I think audiences need it now.
When you think about that theme of forgiveness, it's pervasive throughout the film. I was wondering how you see it interacting with the script, and do you think that forgiveness can erase the past, or how does it heal it?
Well, I think we have a lot of great examples in the movie. We talked about this probably more than anything, is, you know, where people are... On a scale of forgiveness, where are they in the movie of able to forgive the things that have happened in their lives, either that other people have done, a loss has happened, or whether they could forgive themselves? Mm. And I think one of the best characters, and she's so likable, is Josie, because Josie was left at the altar and has had a lot of loss in her life and everything, and she decided, instead of being mad, instead of holding on to everything, which, you know, was well-deserved, she could have done that. She said, I have a child to raise, and this is all backstory, but, you know, you realize when you see their relationship how great Billy is and how happy she is and how happy Josie is and the life she's created. And it's so wonderful, I think, it's for Liam and everyone around her. It's like, that's what forgiveness looks like. Mm. Life is good and all that, because it would have been easy for her to hold on to that. Now, Liam had a lot of loss and didn't forgive himself for the things he had done, and he didn't. And his father had not forgiven his son and took time to forgive himself. So there was a lot of people in there who hadn't, but I love the idea that, you know, when you've got a job at hand, like the important part of raising a daughter is to be there and not to be somebody who's, you know, angry and holding on to the past. I love seeing that in the character. I think that's really strong and says a lot about who she is.
I was wondering how you went about finding your Liam Page. Alex Rowe, he does a wonderful job. I don't know what experience he had with music beforehand. What was it about him that drew you to him as the lead male?
You know, it's really interesting. When we were making the film, we were like, okay, we're going to make it if we can find the right guy. I mean, literally, and we saw everyone and did that. And we were like, I remember just every time, I was like, I don't think we're going to make this film because that guy's not out there. He's got to be able to pull off a southern accent. He's got to be able to sing. He's got to be charming. He's got to be a leading man. He's got to play the guitar. He's got to have that charisma. And I was like, that happens, you know, once every 10 years, you know? So yeah. I was like, we can't find that. And so Alex came in, and I was like, he had the accent down. He, at the time, I didn't know he couldn't play guitar and never sung in front of people, but he just sort of played around with the guitar and was singing a little bit of a song and all that. And I was like, who is this? And I really, and other people have told me this too, we really thought he might have been like a country star from Nashville who could just act. You know, we were like, okay, well, I mean, that's the real deal. Come to find out that he's British and has never sung before, never played guitar, all that. I mean, he's that good, you know, that he fooled all of us. So, you know, when we hired him, we found all of that out, and he worked really hard. He played it like, you know, different sort of clubs around town and in Nashville and all that to get better, and he learned the guitar and learned how to sing in front of people, got more comfortable. So the time we were shooting it, he felt like he'd been on that stage for a long time.
Yeah, I think I read one story where he went down to the CMAs to sort of immerse himself in the culture, which I thought was really fascinating.
It's so true. He's great.
Music in this film is almost sort of a character of its own. Can you talk about the process of using music to help develop your story? What do you think it adds?
Yeah, I think that this movie, because the main character he's not really in touch with his emotions, he's not really in touch with where he is in life, and he's not able to really communicate that to his, you know, fiance, to his father, to other people in the community, we really use music as a way sort of for us to tell you exactly where he was, and we were tracking him emotionally. And the songs are played exactly where they're supposed to be, and they're written for that moment in the movie. And you feel it, you know, when he's traveling around the world or whatever, he feels lost, he's singing about that song. Or at the beginning when he's out of control and all that, he's singing in his song, and you feel it, you know. And when he's lonely and when he's happy, you feel it. So music was so important for his character and for us to get inside his interior life.
For sure, and I have to admit, I've had watered down my whiskey in my head ever since I've seen the film.
It's all of them are so catchy. I mean, there's a soundtrack coming out with Universal's doing a soundtrack, and it's just every song I'm loving.
A lot of your films have had faith elements included in the stories. Risen, which is far more obvious, to even Jackie, which has much of the film her talking with a priest, and is just a fabulous script. But there seems to be a stigma about films being quote-unquote faith-based, and these are not. So how do you go developing a film that includes faith without turning it into a faith-based film, or is there even a distinction?
I mean, for me, there's really not a distinction in, I think, unfortunately, what's happened is, I mean, it's sort of like a cinephile in me. I mean, I think great stories were told faith-based in the 50s and 60s, and the Ten Commandments to Ben Hur, all that. And I grew up on, you know, watching movies that were just like, but they were just great movies.
Yeah.
And I think something happened in the 70s and 80s where it was like, oh, it's just not cool to tell faith-based movies. So then when they came back around, the quality wasn't that good. So then there was a real distinction, like, oh, okay, you can be in a faith-based movie or you can't be in a faith-based movie, to actors, to directors, to everyone. And I think now it's finally changing to where people are like, it's just make a good movie, you know? And, you know, if it has faith-based elements, that's incredible. But, you know, we're trying to change everything. We're actors, directors, everyone just wants to make a great movie. And we're starting to see that. We're starting to see movies like this and that are changing, where you're seeing, you know, real actors or up-and-coming actors or whatever in there, and you're starting to realize that they're just great. They're great stories to tell. Faith is a part of every movie.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope that your audience takes away after seeing Forever My Girl?
Well, I love the idea of the idea of family being, you know, this is obviously a very different family that comes together, and one doesn't even know about the other, and there's so many surprises in here. But I love the idea of communities and families and everybody coming together and helping. You know, they all helped raise Billy, and they all came together in a way that we don't get to see them on film a lot. And, you know, families struggle all the time, and mine does, and I know everyone else's does, at times where you feel distance and you feel all that. And this is a great movie, I think, that you can take your entire family from 8 years to 80, and think everyone will get the same themes of like, hey, let's forgive each other more. Let's be kinder. Let's be more of a community. Let's help each other more. So, I mean, that's a lofty thing to get from it, but I would love that if people would get that. And if they don't, I want them to just go have fun, because it's a really fun movie.
Oh, great. Thanks so much, Mickey. I really appreciate it. Forever My Girl is in theaters on Friday.
Yes, this Friday. Thank you so much for doing this.
No, this is great. Thanks so much for talking with me.